We're reading from Psalm 9. We begin in the first verse. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne, judging in righteousness. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. O enemy, destructions are finished forever. And you have destroyed cities. Even their memory has perished. The title of the message this evening is this: He has destroyed destruction. Hopefully by the end of this message, we can indeed know the meaning of that. Now, there is some disagreement amongst theologians as to who is the ultimate enemy being addressed here in verse 6 here of Psalm 9. O enemy, destructions are finished forever. It is quite probable in the immediate context of the writing of this psalm that this great vanquishing of an enemy is that victory that David and the Israelites had over the Philistines, and in particularly their powerful champion, Goliath. The overriding principle, nonetheless, the overriding principle here is that God's people are always on the victory side. Always. Never cease to be. Yes, engaged in many battles, many spiritual battles, many adversaries coming against the people of God, but always, 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 it is on the victory side. As we are reminded in Romans 8, more than conquerors. We cannot even comprehend what more than conquerors means. We can only comprehend conquerors. But we are told we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, for our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord, as Psalm 24 says, the Lord whom the gates of heaven are swung open for. Swing wide ye everlasting doors. The Lord mighty in battle. Now, first thing I want you to see here, the word used in this psalm, translated enemy, is an adversary. It's an adversary. Oh, enemy. Oh, such defiance. Such defiance. Perhaps that's not the right word, because we are told we are not to speak evil of, even we are not to speak in such a bold way in our own strength of such principalities and powers. We say the Lord rebuke you to the devil. We don't come against him in our own strength. But nonetheless, in the Lord Jesus Christ, in his Saviour, David says, O enemy, in defiance, O enemy, destructions are finished forever. Now, David, the psalmist, had many adversaries, many human adversaries. who set themselves up against him at various times and opposed him most vehemently. Each one being a type of the enemies of Christ, the enemies of Christ's church, and the enemies of Christ's gospel. Amongst David's enemies, we see, was Saul, who hated him to his very core, who persecuted David. We see David's own son, Absalom, in rebellion against him, seeking his life. And the one who is in particular spoken of, I believe, here at this time, Goliath of the Philistines, that giant who caused so many to fear. His destructions, the desolations that he brought, were now brought to an end. Don't you just love those words that we read in 1 Samuel 17, that when Goliath was vanquished, he didn't fall backward. He fell on his face. He fell forward on his face, signifying that he and all the enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ and his people shall be brought to bow the knee. They shall be brought to prostrate fall before him. All those who defy the Lord Jesus Christ will be brought to acknowledge he is Lord. David being victorious over him in the strength of the Lord. Not in his own strength. He needed no armor. He came in the name of the Lord. And that is where our strength is. That is our only strength. That is our victory. Is in the name of the Lord. Is in the Lord. Because it is his battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. And so you, who know the Lord Jesus Christ, who know all manner of oppositions and spiritual battles within and without, you can know yourself victorious over all your foes, over all your foes, in the Lord. Why? Well, as with David and others, such as Joshua before, we see that indeed we go in the name and under the banner of our Almighty God. It is his battle. It is his power. It is his victory. And we know, as the elect of God, yes, we do wrestle constantly. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our enemy, our adversary, God nonetheless shall deal with. Because he has already triumphed. Secondly, we see that the ultimate adversary of the Lord and his elect is the devil, whose work is only unto destruction. It ever was and it ever will be. That he is the father of lies. He is a murderer from the beginning. Unto desolation, to lay waste all that is good. And this, dear friends, is what we see at work in the world today. And we throw our hands up in despair at times when we see what is going on. The spirit of the age at work in this world is unto desolation and destruction. Do not follow the ways of the world. Do not follow the principles of the world. Do not follow the philosophies of the world. They must not creep into the church, though they are creeping in many places. The whole fabric of society is being destroyed by the wicked lies which are taking hold in many of these social revolutions in the world. Going deceitfully under the name of freedom, they are bringing only bondage and slavery to Satan. This has always been the way of Satan, opposing everything of God and his law. There are no absolutes in the world, and so anything goes in the name of freedom. This is not the way of God. When man fell into sin in the garden, this laying waste came about as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. All this are through the wickedness and the trickery of the evil one, seeking to destroy, not to build up. Such desolation and destruction was made of man's perfect relationship with God, so as to separate us from the Creator. Yet thirdly, these destructions that the adversary of God's people has caused, they have come to an end. They have come to an end. There's an expression, is there not? Every dog has his day. Goliath said that, didn't he? He didn't say every dog has his day, but he defied the armies of the living God. He defied the servant of God, who indeed is a type of Christ. David, do you come out against me as to a dog? Yes, oh yes. And he had his day. And his day is finished. And the adversary, the devil, and all his power that he held over God's elect is finished now. His destructions have come to an end. The word of God says here, they have come to a perpetual end. This end is a perpetual end. It's an everlastingness, enduring, in victory. That's what this perpetual end means. The power of the adversary is over. It's finished. Sin shall not have dominion over you, God says to his elect. Sin, that by which the devil held captive God's people, is overcome and is disarmed, having no authority or power to enslave and lay waste the lives of those for whom the Saviour came to save and redeem. The philosophies of the world do not set free. They do not break the chains that hold people down. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. Only the gospel of God's grace. For he said, I am come to set the captives free. And if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. And as Galatians tells us, we have been set at liberty. The perfect liberty that is in Christ. Perfect liberty that is in Christ. Never more to be enslaved. Never more to be under the yoke and bondage of sin. What a wonderful gospel we have. What a wonderful Saviour we have. What a victorious, all-victorious Lord Jesus we have. What a perfect salvation is ours. The Lord Jesus Christ has overcome for us. Even as we see David. Oh, see David here and see the Lord Jesus. It never occurred to me, how foolish, it never occurred to me before. David took 3 stones. Have a look in David's shepherd's bag. There's 2 still there. David took 1 stone. With 1 blow, he destroyed forever the adversary of God's people. 1 blow was all it took. 1 blow of 1 smooth stone. And even by 1 sacrifice, 1 sacrifice made once, once for all God's elect, at that cross, he, the Lord Jesus Christ, David's greater son, has destroyed all the power of sin, all the desolation, all the destruction of sin and Satan. It is the Lord God Almighty who is the victor, making a gazing stock of the devil when he, yes, was made a gazing stock on the cross. But he is leading captivity captive himself. The fools cannot see it. They cannot see it. That they are indeed, as we saw earlier on in the prayers, It is he who is causing men to do his bidding in the salvation of his elect. Having spoiled all the bastions of his power, of the devil's power over God's elect, over those he came to save, he has done it. It is finished. And fourthly, we see, surely it is the Lord God Almighty, our Saviour, who we have remembered just now in this remembrance meal. It is our Saviour who is spoken of here when we read of the adversary here, the one whose destructions are finished forever. And we read here, it should be capital Y. The King James has it right here. Thou hast destroyed cities. Thou hast destroyed cities. Even their memory has perished. This is what the Lord has done. Both in the temporal sense here, where the armies of the Israelites went in the name of the Lord and overthrew the cities of their enemies, such as Ai and Jericho and many others, in the conquering of the land of Canaan. And more particularly for the whole elect of God, in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The city, the stronghold of Satan, whose walls surrounded God's people, keeping us in and separated us from our God, even in sin, has been destroyed. The gates of hell shall not prevail against that one who is the Christ, the Son of the living God. The gates of hell aren't coming against him. He's coming against them. And they are falling. See them fall when he indeed bore our sins in his own body on the tree. That great earthquake, when many of the saints who had died were raised again. When the curtain in the temple, that thick curtain signifying our separation from God's holiness, we were not permitted to go in before God. Only the high priest could go once a year only to offer up a sacrifice for the sins of his people. Was torn from top to bottom. And when on that third day, on this resurrection day, there was another earthquake, and the angel rolled the stone away to reveal he was already risen. He's not here. He's risen. Satan's kingdom the walls that held us in crumbled. They have been destroyed. And as we've just partaken of those emblems, as we've partaken of that great remembrance meal of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord's Supper, the communion, eating and drinking, remembering the all-victorious Lord Jesus, who through his atoning death at the cross has broken down those city walls. The barrier between his elect and God has been destroyed. As Ephesians 2 tells us, but now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who has made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us. There is neither Jew nor Greek. All one in Christ Jesus. Between us and all the people of God, we have been brought near now by the blood. All the strongholds of Satan in the world, the things and the devices he uses to hold the elect of God, those redeemed at the cross, held captive for a season, be they false religion, be they the pride of man, be they tradition, be they fleshly addiction, be they the love of money, whatever they be, where there is one who must be saved, those things cannot, will not, must not, and do not hold them enslaved anymore. Because those strongholds of Satan are powerless now. Whatever they are, they shall all crumble under the power of Christ and his gospel. Yes, the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Yes, watch with expectancy. Yes, expect. I speak to myself also. Expect with assurance Satan's strongholds fall and flee as the Lord Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, advances forth in resurrection power right now with power to save his people from their sins. All the strongholds of Satan, which appear to have power over you in this life as a believer, be they the sin which so easily ensnares, oppositions and persecutions from unbelievers, your pains, your depressions and anxieties, worries and cares, you shall see them all. You shall see them all very soon. Very soon. Very soon. I know not when, but very soon. They shall all melt away. And their memory, as the word says here, their memorial, their memory is perished with them. Is perished with them. All the slime of the serpent, Satan, shall be He shall be put under us. What a thought that is. You shall declare of all those things that come against you, you shall declare very soon that they are completely finished. Yes, you who know yourself to belong to Christ, because the Saviour has destroyed all the desolation of sin at the cross, the walls which once kept you alienated and at enmity with God. He says to you now, and have confidence in these words, their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. There's no remembrance of them. Yes, Jesus says to you who are his, that which he said at the Last Supper, before he, our Passover, was sacrificed, when he instituted the Lord's Supper, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. And this is the new covenant. It's declared to us. He will remember our sins no more. No more. No more. There is no more power. There is no more pain. There is no more condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. For the former things, indeed, very soon we shall hear those words fulfilled, see them fulfilled, know them fulfilled. The former things have passed. No more pain, no more suffering, no more tears. For the Lord shall be our God, and we shall be his people. Yes, our Lord Jesus has triumphed for us. We have triumphed in him. And the memory of all that kept us bound and indeed dead in trespasses and sins has passed away. He remembers it no more. He's cast it all from view. Because of that one blow, that all important blow that he struck against the enemy of God's people, even sin itself, by that one sacrifice made at the end of the ages. Oh, what a Saviour. Hallelujah, what a Saviour. Amen.